Okay, good morning. This year's sponsor is Ilya Refuah Shlema. Sorry, to Ben Sion Ben Shendel. Okay, who was the first one to daven Mincha? So the popular answer you're going to get is Yitzchak. So, a person pointed out to Rami Pano has somebody else first. Who?
Avram
Avinu, for sure, of course. But there's even before.
Adam
HaRishon. And his first tefillah was Mincha, because he was born in the 8th hour. So, according to Chazal, which would be, I guess, around 2 o'clock. So, interesting. Why is it called Mincha Katana, Mincha Gedola? So, Pashtus, because one is a bigger time and a smaller time frame, right? So, Rami Pano says, actually, Adam, Adam HaRishon, the first time he davened, he was very happy. It was a big simcha. He just got born. Everything's going great. It was a big mincha for him. But then the next mincha and mincha katana time came after Chet Adam HaRishon. And then he was broken, and that's when he davened again, and that was a smaller mincha. Okay.
This is Ramah
Mipana? Yeah. Ramah Abnayim Mipana. Okay. Right. Okay. We mentioned the earliest time to daven, what time is the best time to daven. So, competing sources, just to recap, the Shulchan Aruch is clear, he follows the Rambam, and that is the general halacha. Once the Shulchan Aruch is written, that the best time to daven is Mincha Ketana. And that's really the only lechatchila time to daven, with the big caveat we're going to get to. Yes, it was pointed out that some Rishonim say lechatchila you could start from Mincha Gedola. Before that was written before the Shulchan Aruch. So there is certainly on who to rely on. Even in the Shulchan Aruch, but that's not the ideal time. According to them, it could be mitzvah min amuvchar would be Mincha Ketana, because that's when the korbanos were brought. But we mentioned there's a Gemara that says lechatchila one should daven im dum dumei chama towards evening. But there's another Gemara that says in Marava they curse those people who waited to the last second. So it depends on the individual and on the minyan if they're always davening before Shkia or if Dum Dumei Chama means sometimes they daven after Shkia or miss davening altogether. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that Lichat Chila, if there's any reason whatsoever, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, and regardless that this is the Halacha, that as soon as, if there's any reason someone needs to daven earlier, for that person, Mincha Gedola is lechatchila. And if that's what works better for the tzibur, for numerous reasons, of eating, of napping, of learning or working, and all kinds of reasons, and then that becomes, for that person, or that tzibur, lechatchila. Aruch HaShulchan quotes also the Ma'arechat HaAruch, who points out, that he writes that aniut, poverty, came into their land because people would not want to daven Mincha Gedola and want to daven Mincha Ketana, because they put their money first and they worried about money, and then after, when they finish the day of business, then they'll worry about Mincha. Really, it just depends on your attitude and your situation. Right, so... Okay, there are many who daven at the earliest time possible. It just depends what's better for the individual. Okay, let's continue. Okay, so we mentioned the earliest time to daven is the 6.5 hour, which would be 12:30 on a perfect day. What happens if a person davens after chatzot? So most poskim say, it's quoted Magen Avraham, Birka Yosef, that if afilu bediavid, you're not yotze. Now it could be, in theory, the time should be chatzot. So it's a question, is in theory the earliest time chatzot mamish, and the chazal were just machmer, or if the real time intrinsically is only starts at 12:30. So that's a machloket. Once the halacha became 6.5, then that's the halacha, and if you b'dyevet, lo yatza. However, there are some who say, you're not Yotze, you are Yotze b'dyevet. So I would recommend davening again if someone by mistake davened during that time period and have it al tanai, that it was that it's a tefillah nedava in case you were yotze already, but different opinions. Okay, let's continue. I'm just going to read the Shulchan Aruch fresh for those for Resh Lamed Gimel Aleph. We'll just read it here. Aleph. Mi shik pelot pel mincha la achar shei shaot mechtzo lamala yatsa. V'ikar zmana mitesha shaot mechtzo lamala ad halayla l'rabbanan. V'la Rabbi Yehuda ad plag ha-mincha shehu sof achat esrei shaot chaser revia. Right, that's 4:45. Haga. V'mesharinan shaot elu lefi inyan ayom. V'af im ayom aroch v'mesharinan l'shtey mesrei shaot v'hem nikrat shaot zman yod. How do we figure out the hours of plag ha-mincha or any for any of the zmanim during the day? There's Sha'ot Zmaniot, you take the 12 hours, you take the hours of the day and you divide it into 12. And that's always what we go by. Any hours during the day, for halacha, it's always Sha'ot Zmaniot. Okay, so, big discussion is how do you calculate the hours? There's no one correct answer. However, okay, two basic opinions is we mentioned yesterday, you go from Nates to Shkia, and that is the general, most popular halacha lamaisa, what we hold Mikar Adin. And the other opinion is you go from, and it's the opinion of, famous for the Magen Avraham, based on Rabbeinu Tam, that you go from Amud HaShachar, which again, what is that? 90 minutes, 72 minutes, it changes every day from before sunrise. Until Seis, which also is a question. Is it 13 minutes? Is it 20 minutes? Is it 72 minutes? Is it different? Many different opinions what that is, which makes it very complicated. But Lamaisa, there are different opinions taken, and some do a combination, 90 minutes before the day, 25 minutes after the day, all kinds of combinations. It's not necessarily 72 and 72 on each extreme. So, anyways, whichever luach or the minag makom, the psak is, so the general custom is to be machmer if possible, or especially on dine daraisa, but not in ikar adin. Again, there are different opinions on what the ikar halacha is. Okay. V'asikna, the Shulchan Aruch continues, V'asikna de'avad kemar avad u'de'avad kemar avad. And then, you can do whatever you want. You can pick. V'hu she'yaseh l'olam kechad minayel. Then, this is discussion mentioned, starts in the Rishonim, if you're allowed to switch from one day to the next. So, the Shulchan Aruch follows the opinion in the Rishonim, who says, you can't switch, you have to pick one, and that's it. And really, you should be consistent all year long. It shouldn't, not even from day to day. Right. So once you pick one time, then that's what it is. Basically, it just means you either pick your cutoff from day to night. It's either going to be plag mincha, or it's either going to be shkia. And then again, what's a little more complicated is, what is plag mincha? Because it totally depends on how you make your calculations. And what is shkia? Shkia, what most of us call shkia, and that's generally the halal, for most Jews in the world, the ikar shkia, outside of Hasidim, generally the opinion is you go by what we normally call sunset. But again, that's a big machlokes. The Shulchan Aruch himself follows Rabbeinu Tam, and Sfarim do not follow the Shulchan Aruch on this one, that the main time is actually maybe about 15 minutes or so before Tzeis. And the Tzeis of Rabbeinu Tam is 72 minutes. So it's a very, okay. So let's see. V'achshav shenagulit palel tfilat arvit ad alayla. Now, if the minhag is in your place to daven mincha until the night time, and again, until the night time is also, what is this referring to? So, is it referring to our sunset? Is it referring to our tzeis, whose tzeis? Okay, but the point is, whatever you normally daven your mincha until, for simplicity, we'll just call it our shkia, sunset. Ein hitpalel tefilat arvit kodem shkiat hachama. So that you can't do tefilat arvit before shkia. And some point out, really, arvit has to be done after tzeis. Simply put, lechatchila, mincha must be before, or supposed to be, lechatchila is supposed to be before shkia, and arvit is supposed to be after tzeis. But let's keep reading. And once if b'di'avad you ended up doing, you switched off for a day and you did mincha before plaga mincha, or we're going to see even as a tarte de satri probably, you're going to be yotze b'di'avad. U'bishad hadchak yachol yitpelel tefilat arvit miplaga mincha ulamala. And the only bishat hadchak one kadavan tefilat arvit starting from plaga mincha. And again, there's a big discussion in the Achronim exactly how to understand and how to read, because there's two issues. The issue is, what's the proper zman, which also is a moving target, based on definitions and based on Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim of Plaga Mincha versus sunrise and sunset. So that's the, then the other issue is, can you daven Tarti Desatri? Contradiction. Can you daven Mincha and Marav on the same day? So obviously we want to avoid that. So b'bishat adchak, generally we assume that even if you changed from one day to the next and you did a tarti desatrei b'di'evid, one is yotzei. Haga uledidan the medinot elu should argue with arvit b'plaga mincha. Well, we know we do mincha. We do arvit starting from plaga mincha. So in such a place, ein lo lihit palel mincha charkach, you're not allowed to daven mincha after plaga mincha. Right? If that's your custom, ubediavad o bishat adchak yatsa. So that's lechatchila. But what happens if the time passed and you needed to? So then you still daven mincha after plaga mincha and you yotze. Im itpalel mincha delayla. And if you daven mincha, let's keep reading this way, ubediavad, o bishat adchak yatsa, and it continues really, im itpalel mincha ad alayla dahainu ad tzeit hakochavim. So it reads that even if you daven mincha until tzeit hakochavim, and someone will say it's lav davcha tzeit hakochavim, it's before bein hashmashot. Again, it depends how you want to read. The pshat reads, and it's certainly from the Gra, and I think most of it depends how you want to read it, but the pshat is that you have up b'di'evid, if you said mincha, up until tzeit, you're yotzei. Again, that's if you can figure out what is the real tzeit. But some say, once you reach bein hashmashot, certainly not to daven mincha, and if you're yotze, it's a question.
If I want to do arvit early on Shabbos, and I want to do it right after plaga mincha, it seems like what you do mincha before plaga mincha.
Yeah, for sure. You don't want to be daven both in the same time period. Lechatchila. B'di'evid, that's a little bit of a machloket, but it seems that many are mekel for the sake of a minyan. But I'll that's more for, just a small digression on that one point that you mentioned. If a person is going to daven at an early mincha, let's say it's mostly common by Shabbos in our circles, if you're going to daven early mincha, except early, we call early Shabbos, if you're running late and you might not make it, so they're going to be davening mincha before plag and marav after plag. So if you're running late, what happens, sometimes people show up to show a little bit late. In this situation, you're late anyway, and you're going to daven b'yachidus anyway, daven at home mincha before plag if you're running late anyway, so that if you're going to join them for marav, if you can't wait for the second minyan. But okay, more scenarios we can discuss afterwards. So... Okay. Just a couple points here. Okay, what happens, should a person daven a, what happens if you have a choice between davening b'yachidus or a minyan? So it seems to be most poskim, including, it seems from the tour, Beis Yosef, Mishneh Berurah, Magen Avraham, Yalkut Yosef, etc., that if you have no choice, it's better to daven with a minyan, even if you're, it's going to be a tarti desatre, right? Let's say you're in a town, and that's when they do their early Shabbos. Their early Shabbos is between Plaga Mincha and Shkia. And you have no choice. You have nowhere else to go unless you're going to daven by yourself. So then it seems to be that you could do Tarte Desatri. Should the minyan themselves be doing it Lechatchila or not? That's Bishat Tadchak. So that's a question for that community. But if that's the situation, most poskim seem to say a minyan is better. Let's see. In general, yeah, so that's something else. That's talking about Shkia. We'll get to that in a moment. Hold on. So then, so that's for Tarti Desatre. That is a general opinion. You daven, it's better to daven with a minyan, even though it's Tarti Desatre. That is the, okay. Now, what happens if you davening before or after Shkia? Can you daven Mincha after Shkia? And let's say it's too, you already, the Shkia is already passing. Can you daven Mincha after Shkia? So, I believe, it's clear from the Ramah, it's clear from the Mishneh Berurah, it's Yalkut Yosef and many other sources, one could daven Mincha b'dyeved after Shkia. However, it's quoted from the Chazon Ish, Rav Chaim Kanievsky and others, that one is not allowed to daven Mincha after Shkia. And that's sort of the opinion of the Mishneh Berurah, depending on how you read the Mishneh Berurah. Because the Mishneh Berurah does, it's interesting, does say you're not allowed to daven after, during Bein HaShemashos Mincha. But the Mishneh Berurah also says, I don't know what time Shkia is. So he says, our Shkia, you can daven after our Shkia because he's being so mechan Rabbeinu Tam, that it's, or the Shulchan Aruch, that it's not Shkia yet. But, the Chazon Ish took the Vilna Gaon that says the Zman is only until sunset, and afterwards it's already Bein HaShemashot, and so therefore he writes, you can't. And it's quoted in also in Dirshu that B'Shem the Chazon Ish, you have to finish the entire Shemana Esrei before Shkia. If you're going to finish it, some of it afterwards, he said, just daven twice Marav. Rabbi Yashiv says no, and Pischei Tshuvas quotes numerous sources that says once, as long as you start before Shkia, then that's good enough. It's according to Rabbi Yashiv and others, I'm not sure if you're allowed to start after Shkia. So it's a question. Some say it depends. The poskim in Chutz La'aretz were more makel to daven a little bit later than in Eretz Yisrael. So it depends on the minhag and the psak that you get. So longer Bein HaShemashos in Chutz La'aretz, that depends where you are located on the latitude. But, so, okay. What else do we want to point out? Yalkut Yosef points out, it's better to daven with a minyan after Shkia versus b'yachidus before Shkia. But I'm not sure if most, if you're Hasidish, obvious. If you're not Hasidish, I'm not sure if it could be better to, it's probably better to daven b'yachidus before Shkia. But that's again, machlokas. Let's see. It's not a problem to daven in the same place. You can daven mincha where people are davening marav. That's not a place. It could be an issue. Probably is an issue by Shabbos. But if it's not Shabbos, it's, no one says it's a problem. Just to point out a couple things from Yalkut Yosef can come up, especially if you're at the Kotel or a certain shtiblach. If, let's say you daven the Mincha and they're saying Marav, or you can answer to Baruchu, or you're daven Marav and they're doing Mincha, it's not a problem to answer to each other's Baruchu and Kedusha, no problem whatsoever. The only problem, it is a problem, we'll get to, is by Friday night Shabbos. If you didn't daven Mincha, During the week, you can answer Baruch Hu and still daven Mincha. But on Shabbos, once you say Baruch Hu, you can no longer, that's your accepting Shabbos, game over, and you can no longer say Mincha. So even if you have in mind not to accept Shabbos, the poskim say it's a problem, don't say Mincha anymore. So except for Friday nights, it's not a problem. Let's say there's a minyan, 7 people who did not daven Mincha, and they found 3 people who davened the Maariv. They could be mitzarev because you have a minyan, and most of your minyan needs to daven mincha, so that's also not a problem.
In that scenario, they davened already; they're just answering.
Right, the other 3 people, they're on different tefillas, their own time zones. It doesn't matter. That's because it's a minyan, and you're kaveya. The majority is kaveya. At least the 7, I think, is safe. I'm not sure about 6, but certainly 7. Okay. Okay, here's interesting. What happens if you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei? So we know, Shacharis to Shacharis. You're in the middle of your private Shemona Esrei, and they're saying Kedusha. The Chazan saying Kedusha. Let's say you're davening at the same time. So you finish Mechaye Meitim, he's starting Kedusha, you're doing it quietly, he's doing it out loud, and you hear him saying Kedusha. So everyone says you could answer, no problem, right? What happens if it's you're davening Shacharis, and you're hearing them do Musaf? Can you answer to their Kedusha? So we learned that Shulchan Aruch says no, but they're different Kedushas. But and the Rama says you are allowed to, because it's Kedusha, and your Shemona Esrei is appropriate to say to answer to Kedusha. What happens if you're in Maariv and you're in the middle of where you just finished Mechaye Meitim, and you hear the Chazan of Mincha time saying Kedusha? Can you answer? So it might be the same Machloket. It could be even according to the Rama, he would say not to, because during Maariv there's no Takana ever to say Kedusha. So it's a question more for Ashkenazim which way to go. Generally for Sfardim, based on the Shulchan Aruch, either way you wouldn't. For Maariv, if you're in the middle of Maariv, you wouldn't answer to Kedusha in the middle of your Shemona Esrei. Okay. Let's see, anything else to go over? I think we pretty much covered. Okay. So we said, right, at least for the Mishnah Brura and possibly everyone, we said it's better not to daven with a minyan after Shkia. So make sure, I think we said that. Even though you can daven Shema, okay, we said that. Okay, let's go on. We are at Bet. Im yesh lo mayim, tzarich lito yadav kedei litpalel af al pi she'en yodei alehem shum lichluch velo yevarech. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins to not say the bracha, but there is a halacha, you're supposed to wash your hands before you daven, if there is water around. Okay. Normally, you're allowed to say al brachos during the day, unless you know that your hands are dirty, but for tefillah, one is supposed to wash their hands. Even if you're getting up from learning, you still have to wash your hands. But if there is no water available, you don't have to. You don't have to do anything, or you can just rub your hands on your clothing and just make sure that they're clean. If you were in shul for a little while, the poskim say it depends. Not clear exactly how long, but if you just daven for mincha and there's a short break, and you're still in shul and you're learning, and then you're going to daven Maariv, it's not considered a hefsek, right? Or generally from Shachari to Musaf, we assume your hands are clean, and that's the minhag. You do not have to get up and wash your hands. Okay. Mishnah Berurah points out that even if you wash your hands for eating, since you didn't have in mind for tefillah, there's a special inyan to wash your hands for tefillah, doesn't count. Okay. Reish lamed dalet. Harotzei litpol al mincha gadola mincha ktana. So what do you do? We should be nizer to wash our hands. I'm not sure. I don't think lechatchila one would say otherwise. Whether we're nizer or not, I don't know. Chassidim are very machmer on this one. Very good. Okay. Reish lamed dalet. Aleph. Harotzeh lehit palel mincha gedola u'mincha ketana. Someone wants to daven mincha gedola and ketana. You want to daven twice in the afternoon, like Adam Marishan. What do you do? Ein ra'ur lo litpalel reshut ela ha'gadola. So according to Shulchan Aruch, who says, we know which one is the correct one to daven at, that's Mincha Ketana. So therefore, the first one that you're doing should be reshut, like a tefillat nedava. V'im yitpalel ha'gadola chova, lo yitpalel ketana ki'im reshut. You can't daven chova twice in one afternoon. So if you already did gedola chova, which works, right? We learned b'diavad according to Shulchan Aruch, it works 100%. So you already davened. So now when you do your next mincha, the next one has to be a nedava. Right? We learned one is allowed to daven earlier in the Shulchan Aruch. One's allowed to daven a tefillah nedava as many times as you want, as long as you have proper kavana, he's about to say, and you are mechadesh something new. So whether you didn't talk about parnasa the first time, you want a different parnasa, somebody's sick, whatever, shalom bayit, anything you're looking for, as long as you're mechadesh something new in the Shemona Esrei, one's allowed to daven again. Aval, he points out, one should never do a tefillat reshut or nedava, ela in kain makirim be'atzmo, unless you know yourself. Shehu zahir, you're very careful. V'zariz ve'amid bedato, v'chavein b'tefilato mirosh ve'atzof b'lo hasachadat. You have very great concentration and you're very careful to daven and pay attention to every word from beginning to end, without your mind drifting and wandering. But if you don't daven well, so Karenan Bey, we say on this, from Yishayahu, Lama li rosiv chaychem. What do I need all your karbanos for? If anything, it's actually detrimental. Haga. Ein lomar ashrei shekodem mincha elo, kishayish minyam bevet ha-kaneset, kidei sheyomru alav, akadi shelifnei tefilat mincha. Okay? Better to say it. You have to say ashrei, wait for the minyan to be there. Although, really, you just need the last three psukim of Ashrei set together in order to say Kaddish. Because we want to say Kaddish before we enter Mincha. Yesh. Yesh shenoagim lomar v'parshat ha-tamid kodam Ashrei shel tefilat ha-mincha neged tamid shel ben ha-arbaim. Some point out they also say the korbanos at Mincha time as well. Right, because we take because the korban of ben arba'im minhag yafeh hu, and that's a good minhag. Some also have the good minhag to say pitom ha'ketoret. And if you're going to run out of time in the zman shkia is passing, it's better to skip pitom ha'ketoret. Better to skip even ashrei and get straight into shmona esrei. Okay, could one say tachanun after shkia? So the Mishnah Berurah and Rav Avad Yosef says yes. The Kaf HaChaim says no. Al pi sod, because you don't want to be more error to awaken the dinim in the world at nighttime. And nighttime, we know, is more sugal for dinim in the world. Okay. Stop.